I have an email. I have an email from Cindy Patton from Missouri. And Cindy Patton is so freaking crazy about her MyPillow slippers, you guys. She says, I absolutely love my slippers. I have neuropathy and these shoes relieve my pain. What a relief. They feel so good. I work 5 days a month taking care of a disabled four-year-old. I got to her home. I looked down. Yep, they were my kitten soft house slippers on my feet. And yes, I will continue wearing them to work. I guess I need another pair. Ladies, have a great day. Each day we get up is one less day. Disgusting, ballless, limp penis Biden will be in office. Very descriptive.
It is. It is. I mean, I feel you on that. I feel you. There's nothing there.
Actually, I haven't shown that image quite some time.
Oh, where she's going to show us an image of...
These are Biden's balls.
Teeny tiny, kind of like his brain.
Tiny bitsy.
Tiny balls.
So anyway, Cindy Patton from Missouri is absolutely right. The slippers from MyPillow, regardless if you get the slip-ons or the moccasins, either way, you're getting some squeezy kitten fur technology that hugs your feet in love.
Right. No kittens have been harmed.
No kittens have been harmed in the making of these slippers.
No, none.
But no. That is the technology.
Right.
MyPillow people won't admit that to you.
You can almost reach down into the slippers and hear the purr. You could almost get down in there. I mean, if you're a contortionist, you can get down in there and like reach down and like get down in there. Listen real hard and hear.
It's kind of like listening to a shell and like hearing the ocean.
A little bit like that.
I mean, it's kind of like that.
Only a select few people. If you're really bendy, you can do that on a good day.
Thank you, Shelly. Shelly, stop it. You. Anyway, right now, MyPillow's got a special. It's a BOGO. It's a buy one, get one on their Giza Dream Sheets. So now, if you haven't tried the sheets yet, now's a great time to try them.
Checks.
That's the code you want to use to get all your discounts, not just on the sheets, but on every single MyPillow product. Just go to MyPillow.com and use that code.
Do it.
Do it today. Thank you, Miranda. Thank you.
Do it while you're wearing plaid on Platter Day.
You got to wear your plaid on the platter day. I wish mine was higher. Unfortunately, it is not. Look at my name today, you guys. It's Pulse Moximeter. I was really proud of that one.
So excited about it. She was all excited about telling me about it. And then I was like, that's great. My name is Daisy. Every day. Every dang day.
Yesterday, did you even notice that I was moxipital lobe?
I did. I did notice it. Like in my inside voice, I was like, ah! I did. Inside.
Carrie, thank you very much. Carrie says, MyPillow towels are $39.99 with code CHICKS. They won't absorb all the BS that they dish out, but they are awesome. Thank you very much for that. You guys, there's been no vote. How dramatic was that?
Well, they're really good at not getting anything done, but we really don't want them to get anything done in this case. We want them to scrap. Oh, yeah. What I want them to do really is just scrap the whole thing. Just scrap it.
Yeah.
Happy scrap.
But I mean, way to go, Manchin and Sinema, for hanging in there. Now, Manchin, it was revealed yesterday that he apparently back in July made a deal with Schumer that outlined his terms for this gigantic spending frenzy. And his number is now public, and it is $1.5 trillion. That is his top line. So he said yesterday, listen, I'm down for anything between zero and $1.5 trillion.
It won't happen. That won't happen.
I just don't see how.
Right.
Yeah. I don't see how.
Just on a side note, when it comes to him, when I hear the term moderate, you know, when it comes to these, because there are still some moderates left, there aren't.
No.
Like, and I mean, I know that there are people out there who feel as though they are moderate Democrats. What do you stand for? I need to understand these people. I want to understand these people because I don't think that they know what they're actually standing for, because your party has been hijacked by commies,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so you are basically in a party of communists. And so what are you doing?
It's interesting that you're saying that, because the sound that I have to play for you guys from him from yesterday is him saying he is not a liberal and has never been one. And if they really want to push through these radical policies, they're going to need to elect some more liberals. So here is what he said about
So it sounds like the $1.5 trillion and all the stipulations that you signed on to at the end of July, that's your final offer, and that will not change.
First of all, let me make sure. At that point in time, I was not in favor of moving on this type of a piece of legislation. I wasn't trying to be the fly in the ointment at all. I've never been a liberal in any way, shape, or the form. There's no one has ever thought I was. I've been governor, I've been state secretary of state, I've been state legislature, I've been a U.S. senator, and I have voted pretty consistently all my whole life. I don't fault any of them who believe that they're much more progressive and much more liberal. God bless them. And all they need to do is, we have to elect more, I guess, for them to get theirs, elect more liberals. But don't, I'm not asking them to change. I'm willing to come from 0 to 1.5.
There's
always.
So he's not a liberal, you guys.
So then what is he? If he's a Democrat, I don't understand. I need to wrap my brain around this. Like, what do you believe then? Because you're aligning with a bunch of freaking commies. That's what they believe. So why are you in a party that believes all the things that you are saying that you don't believe? I don't understand.
I guess it's just a matter of degree, right? Like, so he is a liberal. He may not want to call himself that, but if you're still going to be a Democrat at this point, you kind of have to own that label. Yeah. Now, he's not a radical leftist, maybe, but he's still a liberal. If he's saying, I'm still willing to spend $1.5 trillion of money we don't have.
Right. On,
you're a liberal.
On socialist ideology, which is in, if you read the 2,500 pages, if you go through it, holy crap.
There's some serious crap in that.
It's not just serious crap. It transforms our country into a gigantic welfare state. I mean, like, we are going to be hell-bent in turning the ship around after, if this passes, right? There's a whole...
Even at one and a half.
It's not just about money, you guys. It's about literally the fabric of our country. So if he's like, oh, it's just about the money to me, well, then you are misguided, dude. It's not just about the money. And there are a lot of conservatives that understand that, because it's not just about the money. You know, it's about the heart and soul of our country. And they get that. Liberals don't get that. Liberals want to fundamentally change this country, and he is aligned with the whack jobs.
Yeah.
So he is, in fact, a freaking liberal. You can't say that you're not. And if you're a Democrat right now, you're aligned with the whack jobs. Why are you doing that? I don't understand these people that say, I'm a moderate. No, you're not. There is no such thing as a moderate anymore. Like, we are polarized in this country now to the point where you pick a lane, sweetheart. Like, you are either for America or you are a socialist, period. That's how it is. And you may think that you're in the middle somewhere. You may think that you're moderate. It's not 1985 anymore, you know?
I mean, I guess, you know, we can be grateful, I guess, for the fact that he and Sinema are where they are right now.
Totally.
Otherwise, we'd be looking at 3.5 to 5 trillion.
Absolutely.
But still, this is bad regardless. Now, I think that it sounds like he's going to hold out. And it sounds like the progressives are in no way, shape, or form going to be okay with only 1.5 trillion. And so if nothing happens, that's the best possible outcome.
Thank God.
Thank God
he is the way. No, I'm not saying, I'm just pointing out a philosophical thing. I'm thanking God that he is the way he is. Thank God that we have him. Thank God we have her. Thank God that they are the way they are, because otherwise we would be completely effed.
Yeah. Thank you, Heather. Heather said, here's a bit to add to your FML fund.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Yesterday, so couple things about Governor Ron DeSantis.
Y'all right over there? You okay?
Couple of things about him. So, first of all, I'm going to play you a clip, which I don't believe. So he was on Hannity the other night, and Hannity talked about a lot of things. But one of the last things they talked about was all the rumors that are going around about DeSantis running for president. And so I'll play you what he said about that, and then we can decide if we believe him. Okay, here we go.
Notice the media, no matter how many times you've answered the question about are you considering a run for the presidency in 2024, and you give the same answer, that they still keep asking you. What's your answer to those people that ask again and again?
Yeah, I'm not considering anything beyond doing my job. We've got a lot of stuff going on in Florida. I'm going to be running for re-election next year. And we're also working on a lot of things in the state beyond just the governor's race. We got school board races, Sean. We want to make sure people are not supporting critical race theory, making sure that, you know, parents have the ability to send their kid to school the way they want to. There's a lot of huge issues. That is way down the road. It's not anything that I'm planning for.
Well,
so,
okay. So what is wrong? You don't believe him? Is that what you're saying? You think he's going to run?
Well, I just feel like if you are a person who's thinking about running, but also running for re-election as governor, that's exactly what you say.
Okay. Well, that's true, because we've seen politicians do this for years, and they say the right things, right? And then they can jump in at the last minute, and it's like, surprise, look at me, I'm running now. Yeah. I mean, that's
what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. I mean, I hope he runs too. I think he'd be an unbelievable candidate. I think he'd be great. I think he'd be a wonderful president.
Yeah.
So I hope he runs. I think he'd be great. You know who I've seen making the rounds again?
What?
Chris Christie. He's starting to, he's starting to do interviews and make the rounds again. And I'm like, oh, here we go. So I kind of feel like he's going to probably run again too. It's just
I feel like he should do it with Marco, just to like completely F with all of us.
With Small Hands Rubio. Yeah. He and Chris Christie should be like a ticket. They have to figure out who's gonna be VP, right?
Oh my God.
Right.
Chris Christie will not tolerate Marco. Like, I don't even think they can be in the same room together at this point.
I know, right? You're right. That would be kind of funny. But I've seen him doing a lot of interviews. And so it's just funny how they do this. You know, you can, now that we've been doing this for, God, almost, 14 years now, we've seen the cycles, and it's like you start sniffing it out, and you're like, I see what you're doing. I know what you're doing, Mr. Christie. I know what you're doing. Yeah, so, yeah.
But it's amazing to me that, like, don't they know? I mean, how do they not know that they're not well?
They're not going to win?
Yeah. Right. How do they think so much of themselves? And I just don't understand.
Well, I mean, that it takes that kind of an ego to even be a politician, right?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
I mean, look at Biden. I mean, he's been doing this for 40 some years, and he is an idiot.
For real. He's a total idiot.
Great.
You guys, we have to talk about Rough Greens really fast, because can I show you a picture I took of Ella Dog yesterday? Look at my sweet girl, you guys.
Look at the dog.
You can see that she's old. Okay. So Ella Dog. You can see that she's old in that picture, and that she's just like, you know, she's a senior. My girl is over 11 now. And I have to say that Rough Greens has made her feel like, act like a puppy again.
Yeah.
And so it's working.
Yeah. It's now for us. I've noticed it more in Coke. Like, Astrid has a really shiny, my black Dane, who's in the other room, she's a really, really shiny coat. With him, he always has acted like a puppy. I just feel like he likes it. He eats it. I hope that it's just going to make him live a really long life, because Danes don't live very long.
Right.
So we're hoping that it just really prolongs his life. Astrid is super shiny. So, I mean, I can show you before and after picture. I just haven't taken any, but she's super shiny and her, and she, you know, has always had a little bit of a weight problem.
Mm.
She's a little bit of a, she has a weight problem.
Chris it's Farley not would that say. She's overweight. It's just that she's easy to see.
And so she started to just look, I don't know, like she doesn't look slimmer, but she just looks more athletic. I don't know.
I can't explain it.
Anyways, she looks amazing and he's full of energy and they gobble it up. They really love it.
My girls, both of them, like they look at me funny. If for some reason they don't think I'm going to give it to them, it's a problem. Okay.
Where is it, Ma? Yeah.
They love it. They love it. And Ella is specifically just because, you know, she is a senior dog. It's amazing. I think there are two things that you can do to get active, like that energy back in your senior dog. One, have a younger dog around them.
Right.
And two, have rough greens because it is making her play with Maisie like a puppy again. It's absolutely incredible. And right now you can try it for free. You can get a free bag. You just pay shipping of Rough Greens. It's RUFF. You go to roughgreens.com/ try it for your dogs. Just see, you guys. That's all we're asking is just for you to try and see what it can do for your dogs. That's all. Speaking of Governor Ron DeSantis, where are you?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I had to let the dog out. He wanted to go get some of that Rough Greens. Listening to talk about it. Okay.
So speaking of my favorite governor, if you guys did not see the amazing anti DeSantis ad that came out yesterday,
it was
the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, so you're talking first about the one that was like it was like a minute or two longer, like it was longer, and then it looked like if you guys have ever seen the movie The Purge. It kind of had a little bit of a World War Z like music to it. It was very dramatic. I mean, it was ridiculous. I'm like, what is this crap? These people are lunatics. They've lost their minds. It was stupid.
So dumb. And the account that this originated from, this ad, is called Remove Ron. Like that's the name of the account. Okay. So they put together this anti-DeSantis ad that became so wildly popular as a pro DeSantis ad that it's now up to 1.6 million views. And the guy is bragging about it. Like, look how many views I got. And so like everybody's been tweeting him, dude, everyone is making fun of you. You idiot. Because the clips that he shows as a way to like slam DeSantis are all DeSantis saying, I'm going to make sure that you keep your freedom.
Yeah.
And they're acting like it's a bad thing.
Right. It's like they're making freedom like just like it's a bad thing. That's what they've painted it as like this end of the world scenario where we have freedom.
Right. They're trying to say that is dystopian.
Right. You're like,
it's just the greatest.
Okay. Again, with the difference between conservatives and liberals right now, like that's what they see. They want cradle to grave everything. Right. They want government is like going to save them from everything. And we're like, we're over here going, no, I'm good. Y'all are crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It is so dumb, you guys. And there's actually a line because, you know, of course, they sprinkle in DeSantis clips throughout. And one of them is DeSantis saying, I'm not going to bludgeon people. And so. So I guess the intent is for people to be like, but I want to be bludgeoned. How dare he?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. You know it's bad when the press secretary for DeSantis uses it as a campaign ad.
Oh, my God. It's just, it was the most, at first I watched it, I was disturbed. I was like, these people are mental.
They're mental.
Like, between this and then the dancing... The dancing syringes on the late night show. I was like,
what is even happening?
Y'all have lost your damn mind. You just lost
your mind. So it's too long to play the whole thing, but I just want to give people, for those people who haven't seen it, I want to give you a little flavor for what it looks like because you guys, it's so terrible and dumb. Okay, here we go.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, On behalf of your cabin crew, we'd like to inform you that we have officially entered Florida airspace. Now that we're making our final descent, please watch this short message from Governor Ron DeSantis on COVID-19. Thereafter, everyone on board will be required to comply with the state's forever purge.
We are not doing any vaccine passports in the state of Florida. We trust people to make their own decisions in the state.
God.
We are not going to be bludgeoning people with restrictions and mandates and lockdowns or any of that stuff.
As Governor DeSantis,
in a state with no rules,
you do not have to wear a mask. You do not have to get a vaccine.
You don't have to.
It is against the law for.
Anyway, so that gives you.
And it goes on and on.
I mean, it goes on and on.
And like you said, like the people are sitting in the plane with their masks on and they're all like. I mean, it's like within a state with no rules.
Well, okay. And of course, what they didn't include is the fact that numbers of cases and hospitalizations are plummeting in Florida. And you know where they're going up like crazy? Places like Vermont, where they have an 88% vax rate.
Right.
They're skyrocketing.
Oh, stop.
And it's like nobody's mentioning it.
Stop it with the data mock. No one wants to hear your silly data. That's, don't be ridiculous.
I mean, I just, oh my God.
No
I
one wants data schmada. Stop. Stop just, it.
I just can't. And they're so dumb. Like they think that that is like an anti-DeSantis ad. It's amazing to me.
Do you have the other one?
I don't have my share screen up anymore, but I can show it.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I really, cause that, the one that you sent me.
Yeah.
It's even
so
better.
Great.
And it's only 30 seconds. So we.
Yeah. It's a quick one. And it's so somebody basically redid it. Right. And they made fun of the first one. And then, let me see. Okay. Here we go.
You guys, this is the best.
My favorite.
That's my favorite.
Because, you know, that's how I would be. That's how I'd be on that flight.
It's like, totally. It's,
I'm going to Florida.
We're going to Florida. Woo-hoo! I mean, listen, when I was working at my old company, I worked with a lot of people from everywhere, right? But there were a couple people that I worked with that were in Canada, and you know how Canada was like completely locked down. This was, I don't know, 7-8 months ago. They were completely locked down because they, God, talk about like draconian rules, right? and I remember talking to a guy that I just had a meeting with, and he was telling me, he goes, God, I am coming to Orlando, because the company was based in Orlando, and he was like, I cannot wait to go to Orlando on business. And he goes, and I'm going to stay there for a while just so I can not have rules, just mm-hmm. so I can live my life and just be there for a while and just have some freaking fun, like
right?
live and breathe and be a normal human being, you know, because these people had been locked down for so long. And I was like, yeah, party on, man. Florida's awesome. It's great. So, I mean, this is the thing. Florida is great. And if the cases are going down, the deaths are obviously going down, they're doing something right. You can't dispute data. I mean, I'm a data girl. You cannot dispute it.
That's a fact, Jack.
And freedom.
Right. Exactly.
America. This is America. Suck it.
So just compare and contrast with the lockdown states and Florida, right? Not locked down. Just compare and contrast. There are waves all across the country that happen at different times. And I would rather be free. I can't imagine the people that don't want freedom when they're getting basically the same results.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with them?
Pack your bags and go live in Australia. They're doing really well over there, aren't they?
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
Listen, we need to tell you about Genucel skincare because it's amazing. And right now they continue to have 50% off of all of their packages, you guys.
50.
Or more. Some of the packages are even more. And so all you have to do is go to our special link, lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/Shex. And I understand that they may have some new products coming around the bend that we'll be talking about shortly. But if you haven't tried any of their products, think about doing a package where you just get like all the good stuff put together in one package for you. And there's a few different kinds that you can choose from. You can see those at lovegenucel.com/. Do that today. Yesterday, the creepiest, most sinister, weirdest dude in the Senate, Richard Blumenthal, made the big... biggest a-hole of himself on the Hill. It is what you're about to see is the most cringe thing that you're ever going to see ever. I haven't even shown it to Daisy yet because I wanted to get her like Insta reaction because her Insta reactions are so good.
The guy from World War Z. Because he reminds me of that guy. I'm sorry.
He's still, yeah, because, and he's got like the, there's something about his skin that is weird. Like he clearly does not use Genucel.
No. And like,
he just doesn't. There's no way. There's no way.
There's absolutely no. I mean, we're 100% sure that he does not use the XV cream. He does not.
There's no way.
There's no way.
So, just to give you some background, there was a hearing with executives from Facebook because Facebook is in a lot of trouble right now because there were some documents that came out showing that even though they know how bad Instagram is for girls, young girls, they're still trying to push it. Right. Thank you, Christy Addington. Thank you very much. So anyway, Richard Blumenthal, who clearly knows nothing about social media, is tasked with doing some of the questioning. And so they've got like this executive from Instagram on the Hill, or I mean, she's via Zoom call, right? And so he's talking to her about the dangers of Finsta, which for those of you who don't know, is basically a fake Instagram account. It's what kids do to have multiple accounts, one that their parents think that they have and can spy on. Right. And then a Finsta is a fake one that they use for nefarious purposes, whether it's secret conversations with their friends or nudes or whatever, right? That's Finsta. All it is slang for a fake account. That's all it is. Now you have the context. And it's okay, by the way, if you don't know that, if you didn't know that, it's okay. But if you're a senator in charge of grilling someone about that on Capitol Hill, you probably should know.
You should probably know. Or have like somebody on your staff tell you before you. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So here is what happened.
Oh, my God.
To show you this, I apologize, but.
Will you commit to ending Finsta?
Senator, again, let me explain. We don't actually do Finsta. What Finsta refers to is young people setting up accounts where they want to have more privacy. You refer to it as privacy from their parents. But in my interaction with teens, what I found is that they sometimes like to have an account where they can interact just with a smaller group of friends.
Finsta is one of your products or services. We're not talking about Google or Apple. It's Facebook, correct?
No, my God.
Finsta is slang for a type of account.
Okay, we end that type of account.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure I understand exactly what you're asking. What I can say is that based on what we've seen in terms of teens using those kinds of accounts, we've actually given them additional privacy options to address those kinds of issues. Well, they want more privacy so that they can have more privacy.
Well, I don't think that's an answer to my question.
Oh my God. And he is in charge of this?
Yes. So you guys, I mean,
God.
And I'm sure that this is true for so many other issues, right? That the Congress people are talking and making decisions about and threatening business owners or whatever. And they have no idea what they're doing. None.
No, they have no idea what they're doing. They don't live in the real world. They don't have to live in the real world, right? They live in this bubble in Washington. They have no effing clue what they're doing. And they, oh my God, that was so cringe.
Right. And so I wish actually, and listen, she was very, very respectful.
She was so nice.
Respectful.
Overly
but what
nice.
She should have said is, I can't answer that question for you because you clearly do not know what Finsta actually is.
Right.
So until you understand that, this line of questioning is inappropriate for us to have this conversation.
Right.
I mean, you're an idiot.
Yeah, seriously. I think so many people are afraid to say that to, you know, like senators and Congress people and whatever. They're afraid. And people need to quit being afraid because we pay them. They're our employees. People forget that. We pay all these jackhats. Like way too much money. They make more than you. So they probably make more than he, I'm assuming he probably makes more than that woman who he was questioning. So, mm-hmm. you know, and he is her employee and she probably, and she had this sense of, which listen, it's not that we can't be respectful, but my God, he's completely ill-equipped.
Right. Like he's acting as though it's some sort of a tool or product within Instagram,
right?
When it's just not. That's not
what it is. He was unprepared, Mom.
Yeah,
he was unprepared. And the thing is that he doesn't have to be prepared. He can just do whatever the heck he wants because he's on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
There's no accountability. These people. And then you know what? At the end of the day, he'll get his paycheck, and he's like, whatever.
Isn't he so creepy? And
so
somehow
creepy.
He has a voice too. Like
so
it's such a creepy voice.
Yeah, he's like I cannot. I don't. Again, I don't, how do these people get to the positions where they're? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Same. I also do not understand.
I just will never understand it.
Okay, I do have a couple of fun talks
for
you. Let me add this back. All right. So this one is a gay joke. Hide your kids, hide your wives.
It's cool. Me and my buddy, Gary, decided to play gay chicken. And if you don't know what that is, it's when two straight guys pretend to be gay and the first one that chickens out loses. So we've been married 14 years now. We have an adopted daughter. I don't understand. He's going to give soon. I know he is. So in high school, me and my...
Oh my god, that is so funny.
Okay, now you're going to hear the most tiniest, itsy bitsiest owoo.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I want to pick him up.
I know, I want to inhale him.
I just want to pick him up.
Look at his face. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Make it just stop. Just stop. Stop.
It's just the tiniest awoos.
So cute. That was so great for tiny. Friday. So cute. Are there more?
There's one more of a couple of work colleagues that clearly are trying to arrange a date, an actual date, but they are so trapped by corporate lingo that it becomes impossible.
I love it.
Me, you know, a lot of moving parts. I mean,
no, I really do appreciate you reaching out. Just a lot of roadblocks at the moment. What if we put a pin in this and circle back next week?
Yeah, we could totally put this next week, you know, if you have capacity.
I can make Tuesday work. Then we can touch base, maybe even drill down.
Was that like an innuendo or something? Because, you know, I would love to unpack your pain points.
I'm looking for kind of an all-in-one product, something that can scale with me.
Well, that's good news because I'm agile.
Great. I look forward to ideating.
Sick.
Whoa! I love it. That is fantastic.
Remember when
in the 80s and 90s when you could just date your coworkers? You remember?
Yeah, without being accused of sexual harassment.
Right, and hug them and stuff. Remember? Right. Okay, you guys bring it in.
You guys, happy platter day.
Happy platter day. Everybody put your plaid on. Everybody get your plaid on and be platterific today. Be plaid-tastic. Make it a plaid-tastic day.
That's right.
You guys have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Joe Biden abandoned Americans and allies in Afghanistan, and now his decisions are spawning a genocide there. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain how the Biden administration is constantly lying to us and rolling over for the Taliban. I'll also bring on a good friend of mine to discuss how the terrorists that our government is expecting to behave are slaughtering the people of Panjshir. You won't hear this anywhere else. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.